I once watched a man being kidnapped in Beirut. It only took a few seconds. I was on my way to Beirut International Airport when my taxi became stalled in traffic. Suddenly I saw off to my right four men with pistols tucked into their belts who were dragging another man out his front door. A woman, probably his wife, was standing just inside the shadow of the door, clutching her bathrobe and weeping. The man was struggling and kicking with all his might, a look of sheer terror in his eyes. Somehow the scene reminded me of a group of football players carrying their coach off the field after a victory. But this was no celebration. Just for a second, my eyes met those of the hapless victim right before he was bundled into a waiting car. His eyes did not say, "Help me." All they spoke was fear. He knew I couldn't help him. This was Beirut. Moments later, the traffic jam broke and my taxi moved on to the airport. The Lebanese driver, who had kept his eyes frozen straight ahead the whole time, never said a word about the horror show which had unfolded in the corner of his eye. He talked instead about his family, politics, anything but what had happened alongside us. While he spoke, my mind remained locked on the kidnapped victim. Who was he? What had he done? Maybe he was a bad guy and the others really good, or was it the other way around? Beirut was always a city that provoked more questions than answers, both for those who lived there and for those who did not. The most frequent questions from my readers and friends back home all began with, how? How do people cope? How do people survive? How do people go on living in a city where violence is killed or injured?